Undercover Carson, secret agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
All-knowing Charco claimed that he had only to locate the mysterious Cossack, and then he had the complete secret of the death ray. Meanwhile, the spotlight was concentrated on the red-headed American bird painter, Hetty Fitzhenry. She was numbered amongst those known to be working against us, but she'd indicated that she was anxious to tell me all. However, my former school chum, Roger Deauville, had some hold over her, and he'd seen to it that she didn't have the chance to spill the beans. Hetty had been carried off somewhere. Therefore, I decided to confront Deauville, and we had it out in his city flat. The phone rang, and he was desperate to keep me away from it, but I was equally desperate to take the call. However, in the rough and tumble, my wounded shoulder put me at a disadvantage somewhat.
This is one time the great staccato doesn't come off best.
Not out yet, old chap.
Then try this for size. And another. I seem to remember that I've owed you this since we were sweet. Why, what the blazes?
Senor Carson,
Angelo.
This is for you, Senor Deauville.
No!
And perhaps a second to make.
Bravo, old chap.
Are you all right, Senor?
Considering. But must get to the.
What is it, Senor?
The phone.
Oh, perhaps. Oh, it stops.
It would.
Senor, you put your hand to your right shoulder.
It's not the best, I'm afraid. Not exactly in condition for fisticuffs. Howsoever, at least in one part, friend Deauville would have murdered me.
But did I not warn you that it is dangerous to confront this man when your shoulder is in such a condition?
So, old chap.
And now, Senor, I see you regret it.
No, I only regret one thing. Didn't get to that phone soon enough. Some very important call was coming through. Otherwise, Deauville not so anxious to get in first.
And now, Senor, perhaps we hasten to depart.
Not on your sweet life.
But please.
Since we're here, we'll look the place over. You never know what might. Hello? This might be the same party trying again. Hold tight, Angelo. I'll try to make out I'm Deauville. Here goes. Hello?
Why the heck didn't you answer?
Sorry, I was out for the moment.
But you said you'd be standing by.
Oh, yes. Yes. So I did.
Well, how about it?
I think that's up to you.
Up to me? Listen, Dover, what's wrong with you?
I've just had some bad news.
Yeah?
Aunt died in England.
Well, would that worry a character like you?
Yeah, but she cut me out of the will.
Well, I guess she's a mighty good judge of character. That's if you don't mind me paying compliments to the customers.
Not at all.
Well, doggone it, you don't sound yourself. Well, what are the instructions? Do I take the dame over the border as arranged?
You might as well.
Well, either I do or I don't. I'm all set to take off whenever I get the word.
Well, perhaps you'd better leave it until midnight.
Any special reason?
I'd like to have a few words with the young lady first.
But if you can get a word in, then I'll back myself one-handed against the Dodgers. When'll I expect you at the moorings?
In half an hour, sir.
Okay, Mr. Deauville, and don't forget the dough.
The dough?
Sure. The whole 500 Yankee bucks.
Oh, yes, of course. No, I won't forget it.
Brother, that aunt sure upset your apple cart. Well, we'll be seeing you.
But Miss Fitzhenry is on the plane.
Well, sure she is. Bound and gagged, just like you ordered. What's wrong with you?
Just a little vague.
You can say that again.
But I'll be there in half an hour, sir. Cheerio for the moment.
Yeah. So long.
Senor Carson.
That was Herman Nagel, chappie with the seaplane.
The Americano?
Yes, who took us up north to the ancient ruins where we picked up Sally Bruin.
Oh, this mystifies me much, Senor.
How so?
But this one who lies at our feet, did not he warn us that Senor Nagel is not to be trusted?
Sir.
And yet he is now in league with this silent relative of an unspeakable insect.
So again.
It is most strange.
Well, perhaps Nagel meant what he once said.
And that, Senor?
He's free to be hired by anyone, any side, provided they mind their own business and leave him to mind his. Well, anyway, he has Hetty Fitzhenry on that seaplane of his, so we go down to the bay to the moorings. Mm.
And what of Senor Deauville?
Deauville? We'll give him the same treatment as he's handed out to Hetty. We'll bind and gag him, then look over the place, then we'll be on our way. And might say, I rather feel Nagel may have his suspicions. I didn't really care for the way he said goodbye.
But did he not take it for granted that he was speaking to Senor Deauville?
Well, I rather hoped so. I did my best to sound like him. Howsoever, we shall be prepared for the worst. Deauville's pockets yielded the $500 American demanded by Nagel, so we thought it only common sense to take them along with us. In the few minutes that we spent looking the place over, nothing worthwhile came to light. So we left friend Roger neatly packaged in some of his best bed linen, and then set off for the seaplane moorings in Sir Giles Davenport's Rolls. We stopped half a mile from the jetty.
For what purpose is this, Senor?
I must look things over, old chap.
Oh, but all is in darkness, and we are beyond the glow of the lights that line the bay.
Howsoever, there's still a faint light near the jetty.
There is, Senor. Indeed.
Sir, let's get out.
Si. The nearby water is a little rough.
So, yeah, the seaplane's rocking a little.
But where is...
You see? Short distance out from the jetty. You see it? The dark shape?
Of course.
I can't see any sign of friend Nagel on the jetty.
Then we advance upon foot.
First, have a look over, as I said.
Oh, but, Senor, from this distance...
Don't worry. I've got the very gadget to fix.
But what is
here.
This?
Yeah.
What is this you extract from your pocket?
A pipe.
Oh, Senor, what is a pipe able to do?
You watch, Angela. First, pull apart a little. Then put together, like so. And you have a jolly handy set of night glasses.
What will come next with these pipes?
I've got a few to meet emergencies yet. Let's just take a careful look at the jetty.
You observe anything?
Afraid not. Now, for a look at the seaplane.
Is there anything yet, Senor?
Doors open close above the waterline, but no light. Simply riding water in darkness.
And upon the seaplane is the Senorita with the redness of hair.
Yes, as far as we know.
And what of this Senor Nagel, the flyer?
Well, once again, as far as we know, he's on the jetty.
Well, Senor?
Well, I'm wondering if perhaps we should make a direct assault on the seaplane and so bypass Nagel for the present.
But to reach the seaplane, Senor...
Swim.
Swim?
Only myself.
Oh, yet this wounded shoulder of yours.
It's only a slight flesh wound. I'll manage.
Senor, you lack nothing in courage.
Often wonder whether it's that or lack of intelligence. I've been told that I was dropped on my head many times as a child. Howsoever, old chap, I'll strip down a little for the swim. Leave you here to keep an eye on things.
And may the good spirits swarm over the water with you, Senor.
Thanks, Angelo. Might as well have all possible help. Anyway, now to take the plunge. The water was pleasantly warm, and I more or less drifted out, swimming side stroke, resting the damaged shoulder as much as possible. The seaplane remained in darkness, still bouncing a little on the water. It was 15 minutes at least before I was alongside. I hauled myself into the cabin through the open hatch. Hetty. Oh, bravo, you're here all right. Don't worry, my dear. Now, just hold steady. I'll get this business off your mouth. Now, where are we? Yes. That's got it.
Brother, am I glad to get that doggone thing off.
Crime to do such a thing to such a sweet mouth. But just give a fellow a chance.
Oh, say, Bruce, do you know what you're doing?
So? Untying your hands.
Oh, sure, sure. But this Herman Nagel character, he mightn't like this. Say nothing of dear, sweet Roger.
No, don't worry. We've attended to Roger.
You have?
Yes, at the present moment, he's bound and gagged in his city flat.
Good for you. He had it coming.
Now, hold steady a moment.
Oh, sorry, honey.
Now, that's got the hands.
Thanks, Bruce. Oh, they feel so numb they hardly belong to me.
Well, you get the circulation back while I attend to the ankles.
Well, maybe I can
do... No, my dear. Besides, I've always been an admirer of your ankles.
Bruce, you sure do pick the oddest times to palaver to a female. But what's all this about, for goodness sake?
The rescue?
Yeah.
Well, you hinted that you had something to tell me. I didn't want to miss out.
Just as I figured. And, brother, have I got something to tell you. The great Doval did his best to smuggle me out of the country before I told all. And I guess I'm going to get my own back on him after all.
Well, that's got the ankles.
Sure. Now I can move round.
Now, Hetty, I think perhaps we're down to... Hello? You see that flash of light?
That'll be Nagel from the wharf. It usually means he's getting ready to row out here.
Row out here? Let's see. Great heavens, yes, I can just make out a shadow getting into the dinghy.
That makes it rather awkward, eh, honey?
Well, you're not slipping through his fingers this time. Hetty, can you swim?
Well, not especially well.
Oh, pity.
But, Bruce, I could go overboard for you any time. So let's get out of here.
Nagel dipped the oars of his dinghy into the water as Hetty and I quietly slipped away from the seaplane. If I could make for shore with her, then we had a long-needed break in Operation Death Ray.